When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh boy, we got a zebra.
Better not. He can read the computer again.
Yep, gang. He's back.
Uh-oh, here comes Hunter to get.
Oh wow!
Oh wow!
Da, 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 da.
I don't know.
Hunter, a girlfriend's changed you.
We started.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
Welcome back. Hey. Has there been anything earth-shattering in our media?
How would I know? I don't watch that.
I don't watch it. You don't watch it? I didn't watch it.
What about you? Didn't watch March Madness?
Well, no, I looked at that a little while ago.
My bracket is still unbroken.
Yeah. Lies.
Hey, they're falling like flies, though.
Lies. Ain't no way you had Oakland over Kentucky.
No, but my champion is still alive.
Everybody just, didn't know what to do when Kentucky got knocked out.
I got to be honest.
Yeah.
They gone.
I woke up on Thursday, got to work, and at about 2, I found out that the tournament, games had been played and was I didn't know, which is weird for me.
Wow, what have you been doing?
I guess. I don't
working,
know.
Working?
I guess.
Working in a fishing store?
Yeah.
I mean, remember, working in a fishing store in the spring?
He's cleaning that minnow pit.
Yeah, back in the gap when I worked for Willie Robertson, very hard, mind you, I would be sitting in this room just watching basketball on days like that.
Yeah, Champions League soccer or anything that happens in the weird hours of our time, but it's totally normal in Europe. That's what you always
Yeah, that was
watch.
Always awesome. But, yeah, I didn't even know it. I didn't fill out a bracket. I didn't know nothing was happening.
Did you happen to go attend the World Table Tennis Championships or Olympic qualifier or whatever was?
Ping pong?
Table tennis, sir. No, you bite your tongue.
What's the difference?
Very different.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Hold. You're talking about ping pong, right?
I'm talking about table tennis.
As we know it, yes, ping pong.
There's more rules in table tennis.
Well, I'm just saying. But
ping pong is like if you go to Camp Chioka and play ping pong. Table tennis is refined.
Oh. Well, did you go watch?
No, I didn't
go watch. I mean, we had the Olympic trials here in West Monroe. Yes.
Si, the greatest table tennis players.
In our country.
In the United States of America all played in a tournament to see who got to go to the Olympics in West Monroe. We've officially made it.
They played here.
Yeah, we're gonna host
the best one
Super Bowl next. That's not true.
I'm pretty sure Duck Dynasty was a little bigger than table tennis Olympic trial, but
the Olympics.
But
it's
table tennis in the Olympics.
I'm just glad we stopped calling it ping pong out of respect for the table.
I love everybody taking different things and then just renaming it.
But it's ping pong.
Ping pong.
As we would affectionately
if we played
know.
It, it's a little white sure ball, would be ping pong.
It's a little light white ball that goes over the net, and you hit it with paddles.
Now, I did check out somebody's Instagram story who actually went and watched. Them boys were wild. Or ladies, boys, males.
Oh, no,
I don't know who was playing. I just know they were nowhere near the table. And I was like.
Well, I'm just saying, hey, he said it all when he said table tennis it's been refined.
Well, those boys.
What you meant to say is the talent level has gone off the chart.
Yeah, they were playing from like the cheap.
Okay, no, seen that. I've seen that where they're standing back about 20 feet from it.
Yeah.
And it ain't none of this
ping.
It's wham, wham, wham.
Yeah, it was wild to watch. It was the little bit of the Instagram story.
They are talented. I will give them that.
Yeah, it is crazy to think that the Olympic trials for something was held in West Monroe, though.
I'm not good at it.
Yeah,
I'm terrible
finished
at
up
it.
Yesterday.
I can't play it.
It did finish. They had a live stream, too. You could have watched.
You've got to have great, okay? And I mean, hey, great hand and eye coordination.
So who did the, does it list our Olympians? Should we congratulate them? Have you found
that
article?
We should, but I'm a little slow. I do have a computer again, everybody. Here we go.
He's got it, boy. He's back.
There's teams. Oh, no, I don't even know how to read this.
See how happy Johnny D is.
We played a 21.
This is a bracket, too.
Okay. I believe somebody named Amy, she's going to the Olympics.
Amy Wang.
I can't read these now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's America? What has happened here?
Hey, melting pot, son.
Hey, amen, I guess.
Melting pot.
Amy Wang's for sure legit. She wins everything.
Okay, good. All right, Amy. Go, Amy.
Go, we're rooting for Amy.
Sorry,
and the guy that we're rooting for.
While Johnny D. Mr. tries to figure that out.
Mr. Ja, we're rooting for you. Canuck Ja.
Oh.
I don't know. Speaking of ping pong, though, me and Allison played Sadie and Christian in pickleball this weekend.
Pickleball.
Turns out we're not as young or as athletic as Sadie and Christian.
No.
I don't know if you knew that.
You needed a pickleball match to tell you that.
Well, you
no, know, we didn't.
You know what the problem is? You ain't playing with a pickle.
That's true. But
if
we
you
walked
play with
over
a pickle,
there,
it'll be all right.
And I was like, this is not going to be good. And then we thought we had a chance because they played on our court and we kind of.
All you got to do with it.
We beat Christian, but then once Sadie got involved, we were toast.
Well, the problem is, see, what you didn't do and what you always have to do when those two are on a team, they're so competitive.
They were.
Just get them fighting with each other.
Yeah, they were too
good.
Get
them
good.
Mad at each
and then,
other.
Then, yeah. they just lose it, and you got them.
I couldn't quite get them there. I had them on the edge. I just couldn't push them over.
Couldn't push them over.
Y'all needed to swap teams one time. That way you could talk trash to whoever it was.
And get them
and then put them back on the same team. Right. And then so.
Here's the deal. They're very athletic humans.
Well, yeah.
And they're younger.
I bought Christian's workout plan.
Why?
Because I wanted to do it. Because he's like doing it. It's really good stuff. It's training you and it's a little Devo. And I had to send him a video of myself saying, I appreciate you trying to get me ready to meet Jesus, but I'm not ready yet.
Yeah.
Because this is going to send me there.
Yeah. Once you land on your head from doing like toes to bars.
I was doing kettlebell swings and sit-ups and rowing machine. I was sweating and I was almost dead.
I want to see that video.
I think I got it.
I asked him. I said, if you attempt one toe to bar, I want to see it.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
No, I had to change that one.
Yeah.
We just sit on the ground and put our fingers to our toes. We can't do it with a bar.
Okay.
I have increased my hanging ability by 20 seconds.
There you go.
Wow.
Look at you, big dog.
Never very high, but we're getting there. Operation pull-up is a go. Anyway.
Operation. I like that.
Si, have you ever played pickleball?
No.
Tennis. You ever played tennis?
Yeah,
you
I played young? Tennis.
Pickleball's way better.
Yeah, we was big when I was at Tech. We was big in playing tennis.
Okay.
Were you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You'd
so
like.
So pickleball kind of like cornhole.
What?
Like as you get older, you know, you need something to do to remain relatively active.
You,
that's not
where
quite
you can
as
say
strenuous.
You're still into sport.
Pickleball, a lot like FUBU, for us, by us. It's a big overweight guy's sport where they just.
What is this? You play with a tennis ball?
Tennis racket.
You play with like a wiffle ball.
Yeah, and a tennis.
A wiffle ball?
Like a tennis racket, and it sounds plastic.
Do you have a paddle?
Like
a ping, do you have a paddle?
Yeah, like a bigger ping pong paddle and a wiffle ball on a smaller tennis court.
Has the paddle got holes in it?
No holes in the paddle.
Oh, it ain't aerodynamic.
It ain't aerodynamic.
Okay.
Is it a solid paddle?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's
so it's wood.
Oh.
I mean, I said,
no, that
it could be.
Yet.
Coated with plastic, maybe.
No, it's not a good one. If
you're using a wiffle ball, you got to have holes in the paddle.
I don't know the rules.
I don't either.
The wiffle ball's got holes, right?
Yes.
I don't.
A wiffle ball has holes.
Well, hey, you need to have
I don't know if pickleball does.
A pickleball has holes.
Well, pickleball.
It's the most fun I've ever had.
Is it more fun than blitzball? Because blitzball was tight.
Blitzball is fun, but that's you and your buddies.
Yeah.
Me and Allison ain't going to have a lot of fun playing blitzball together.
No. Not
but
y'all
me and
ever
Allison,
watch stickball?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Lacrosse?
Well, it's a form of lacrosse.
Yeah.
But they've got a little paddle, and it's got a net Martin. On it that they hand weave. The ball is a little bigger than a golf ball and a little smaller than a tennis ball.
Yeah, yeah. So it's their version
they catch
of lacrosse.
This, look, they catch this with this paddle stick.
Mm-hmm.
It's what it is. It's a stick with a basket on the end of it.
Basket stick.
But look, the thing about that, what is amazing about this is, okay, it's one come all. You got them from if they can crawl, they can play. And then you got them up into the grandmama and grandpa.
Isn't that the way they settled all their differences, Si?
Oh, yeah. They got tired of warring and killing off each other. So some chiefs with some sense finally got together and said, you know, we need to just, you know, settle down a little bit and settle this, you know.
On the stickball court.
With a game.
I like it. Donald Trump versus Joe Biden in pickleball for the presidency.
I'm cool.
Hey,
where do you come
from? Will probably die out there while they play.
That's what I'm saying. But well, then we'll get two new candidates.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Hey,
we got political. Sorry. I would watch that 100% more than I would watch any debate.
Well, it's going to be like Mike Tyson fighting Jake Paul. Are you kidding me?
Brought to you by DraftKings.
Well, I got to go buy stickball because I didn't get the punchline.
Oh.
Okay, sorry. When we pulled up to go to this thing, it's Choctaw Nation.
You didn't get to the punchline.
Yo, look, there was 50 ambulances backed up on the football field in the end zone.
See, pickleball.
So,
he's not exaggerating this story.
No, this is a combination. This game is a combination of every sport there is, and there are no rules.
No rules.
Yeah,
and
there's no rules.
And no refs.
I can clip you, cut your feet off from under you. I can blindside you. You know, I can jump on your head and hit you.
Well, then what's the difference between that and war?
Well, hey, nobody's dying. There's a lot of people getting injured, but ain't nobody dying.
Ain't nobody dying. They just get maimed. That's why
they get maimed.
Ambulance.
Oh, just a little maiming.
Yeah, just a little maiming. Okay.
I think
I'm going with pickleball.
I think we should change the sport.
Yeah, but I got to say, the greatest fans in the world.
Yep.
Okay, because look, they come prepared because they all walk in carrying a bushel basket of rotten eggs, rotten fruit, everything that you can throw at a human being, they got it in the basket, and they come prepared. The reason I know this is
if you trash, they throw it at you?
Oh, yeah. No. If you talk trash, I went on the other side and started talking trash because I was on the team that was winning. Son, I got hit by rotten eggs, rotten cabbage, rotten apples, oranges, peaches, whatever they could get in the basket. Okay, they had it. And look, these boys can play some ball.
This is all true.
I've heard this story.
Yeah, it's true. It's really
but
true.
But I never got to so the
you,
rotten eggs.
You were like Lane Kiffin then.
Oh, hey, I'm telling you.
They just
Phillip was grabbing
stuff
me, telling me, come on, you idiot, they're going to kill him.
D batteries flying through the sky.
Yeah.
Terrifying. Hey. Yeah, I think
I got hit with a rotten cabbage right here.
Just, is that whoa. What's on your shirt right there?
Hey, but the funniest the funniest thing to me was that you just kept laughing while you were getting hit.
Well,
and I was getting worried for you.
I couldn't help it. I was saying.
Who just bust out laughing when you're getting hit with this stuff? Him.
Yeah, let me hold that water. Yes, I'm about to make some buttermilk pancakes.
Oh,
right,
buttermilk
here.
Pancakes, baby.
Hey, you what? Know. Yeah, those are good, but where's the banana chips? I love them things.
Y'all done ate all the banana chips.
The banana chips.
We're supposed to be saving these for a disaster because 78% of American families would go hungry in a disaster or grid failure, but not us.
No, and look, I don't know about y'all, man.
Unless we eat it all before.
We got that eclipse coming, you know. What? Things could get crazy, man.
You never know.
And there's what? It's like 375 years until this phenomenon happens again. I'm just saying, those things that come around that often or not that often, that rare, generally cause some kind of problem.
Amen.
And I don't know what the problem's going to be other than darkness where there should be light. That's a little biblical. Right. But so is this.
You
being prepared.
Be prepared, people.
Amen. Look, whether
you. Some would say be ready, especially in your pantry. With Ready Pantry.
There you go. Look, Ready Pantry offers shelf-stable food that tastes amazing and has a 25-year shelf life. 25 years. It's ready. It's good to go. So you want pancakes?
I might need to give me one of them.
So how old will you be in 25 years?
I'll be 100 years old.
39 by his other math.
I might already give me one right now. That way I might make it.
Look,
I got some pasta for you right here.
Pancakes and Spanish rice.
Hey.
Cinco de Mayo, baby.
Hey, that's right.
Yeah, look.
The pancakes and the Spanish rice are separate, but they are both delicious.
But you know what? Act like I wouldn't necessarily eat those together. I live like a party.
In the event of emergency.
I do like
a party. Well, if you're in a hurry, or if you're hungry, you'll eat them.
No, but look. Ready Pantry is the freshest long-term food storage there is. Freeze-dried within weeks of ordering. They've got meals for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and even dessert and snacks. Ready Pantry is an American-based company, and all products are sourced here in America. The meals taste great, contain real ingredients, and are packed with enough calories and nutrition for everyone in the family. Not to mention the peace of mind you get knowing you have an emergency supply of food ready for anything. So, whether it's grid collapse, eclipse, EMP attacks, rolling blackout, war, supply chain, Democrats. Sorry, golly. They have a 72-hour supply, 1 week supply, and 1 month supply.
Uh-oh.
Even if you aren't a prepper, you can get a small supply to have on hand for hunting, camping, if you're going to be out in the great outdoors.
That's right. Look at these emergency waters with a 30-year shelf life. I didn't know about those on their website. Those are neat.
There you go. Canned water.
I like emergency water.
I even got Ready Pantry drinking water or emergency water.
Look, and Ready Pantry offers discounts up to 20% off when you get the 3 month, 6 month, and 1 year supply. Now is the time to prepare. Go to readypantry.com/duck and use code
duck
to save an additional 10% off your order. Plus, you'll receive free shipping on all orders. That's readypantry.com/duck and code
duck
for an additional 10% off and free shipping on all orders. He did this on his way back home from Pineville after singing this weekend.
You should have seen him.
I got out one more time.
He cut up, boys.
Yeah, I got the photo. One more time, I escaped.
Did you play the guitar?
No, I can't play the guitar.
Oh, you was just karaokeing it.
Oh, yeah.
He was at Quibido's in Pineville, Louisiana.
A lot of questions.
That's a nice little restaurant.
Okay. Yeah, now this is only half the restaurant. There's another half that's standing room only, and they're all coming to see Uncle Si and Avery Michaels.
My man got his oxygen just hanging.
Hey, he never leaves the home without it.
That is the oxygen lanyard around his neck on stage singing.
And it's
and I love you more each and every day,
on.
Sir.
That's an all-access pass.
What?
I'm going to have to make a duck call look like it.
What song were you singing?
A whole bunch. Of gospel songs.
Yep.
That was the best part to me. Okay. We sang some good gospel songs, and it was really good.
Si, you did have a lot of fun on this little deal.
No, it was a lot of fun.
And you were in Pineville, Louisiana?
Yep.
And he loved the food. They brought out the fried shrimp.
They got good seafood down there.
And Si never says this is good. I was like, how's the food? That's all right. It ain't bad. But this time he said, hey, this is good.
Because they brought the fried shrimp in little iron skillet, little bitty ones, but it had about 12 to each little pan.
Mm-hmm.
I ate about 18 of them.
And this was
18 shrimp or pan?
Oh, these were the jumbos.
Oh, okay.
These wasn't the little bitty ones.
Philip, what all did you have off of the menu? I know it was.
And did you bring us any?
I know it was adventurous.
hold on,
which casserole did you try?
Yes and yes.
Yeah, what you got home?
Hey, he got a basket, and I'm telling you, it's about this long and about this wide.
Yeah,
it's every kind of seafood that they make.
You got the old seafood sample.
Seafood,
went with a platter.
We got several of them.
And it was all fried?
Yes.
So catfish, oysters, shrimp,
stuffed crab.
All of them. Why can't
all
I say?
All of them.
It's like small cornbread. What is that?
Hush puppies?
Hush puppies. Good.
As a man, look, here's what I'll say for Phil.
French fries.
White
bread.
As a man who went to Captain D's on his anniversary, this guy was in heaven.
Amen.
He's the only man I know that takes a little small suitcase. Okay.
Did he take a to-go bag?
Oh, yeah.
Where
he's the only one that takes a little small suitcase. Okay. Most people said, can I get a little bag, carry bag?
No.
He takes a suitcase. He brings his own suitcase.
He brought a Yeti bag.
Everybody else was getting him little plastic.
It's not a suitcase.
Philip brought his own suitcase.
What is it?
Defend yourself, sir.
You know how they deliver pizzas?
Oh, it's a warming bag.
It's a warming bag.
Took a warming bag with you to Si's concert?
It was in my truck.
Hey, he had it on like a purse, like a woman wearing.
That's even worse. It was in his truck. He stays strapped.
And hey, it's always in his truck.
He said, you ain't taking all this food with me. I said, yes, we are.
So if I go get in your truck right now, does it smell like peanut oil?
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
This was yesterday?
Saturday.
Oh, it ain't going nowhere. It's only Monday.
Oh, yeah. No, that smells stay with you.
But like I was saying, so I had a good time.
Oh, here we go.
We had several women from Houma. The oldest was 92. And they were all out there dancing.
Mark to drink.
From Houma.
Houma,
Louisiana.
Houma's not close to Pineville.
No, they were at some kind of special event all together.
Is this the women that come out in like skirts and dance, like the Cajun dancing? ladies?
Probably.
Were they wearing white rubber boots?
No.
Have you seen them other places?
Yeah.
Okay, they were dancing for everybody.
It must be because they was all dancers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every
like
one
group
of them.
Dance.
Yeah, and they was. I kept asking Ravy,
Mark,
do you know this Cajun song?
Oh yeah.
Yo, and he said, I only know a couple of them. Me and my band, yo. She said one, and said my band, me and my whole band plays it, but that's one of them you can't do alone. You know, you gotta have the band.
The places you end up.
What?
Well, you ended up eating and singing on there. You had a crawfish bowl with Big Daddy Weave on Friday.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
And he's cool.
The man just shows up. He like wears freaking Waldo, man. Like, we need to get you a striped shirt.
For the sake of the audience, can you explain who Big Daddy Weave is?
What are you going to do if you're a ham?
I'm pretty sure our audience is very familiar with Big Daddy Weave.
Hunter. He's going to be nominated for a Clove Award.
Yeah.
What about some people who sit in the room behind computer desks? I don't know who that is.
I would recommend searching him and potentially listening to his music, especially if you're in a young, budding relationship.
That's right. Mm,
true.
All right, gotcha.
He's a gospel singer.
There you
okay.
go. There it is.
Big Daddy Weave is an American contemporary Christian band from Mobile, Alabama, formed in 1998.
Yeah, he's very, very talented. Okay, and got a very good voice.
Hey, I like the name.
Si, yeah. tell him what Big Daddy Weave said about John Christ was on the show. Uh-oh. You remember what he said?
He was at some event that he was there. And after meeting him, he said, I sure hope you don't say nothing about me being fat.
Well, with your name, Big Daddy Weave?
Yeah.
I mean,
and
I would
He was telling me, he said, you got to be careful. They just asked us one night, told me, who are y'all?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they was in a goofy mood. They was having fun, you know, singing. And he said, hey, Big Daddy Weave.
That's how they came up with
that's
the name.
That's how they came up with the
that's
name.
That's how they got their name. Okay.
And Austin French and Hannah Kerr were there. We were teaching them how to eat crawfish.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who was there? Brian Rucker.
Oh.
All right, fellas, y'all listen up. Everybody get in here. Yeah.
Rucker's one step away from joining the road crew like Big Daddy Weave and Zach Williams.
Oh, he'd be a hoot. Hey.
I mean,
I love him. He's so funny.
Like, he can entertain us, right?
Rucker one step away from standing outside somebody's door with a security badge on, smoking heaters all night. Like, I mean.
And his wife.
Because he wears a black t-shirt every day anyway.
Oh, yeah. His wife, Kaylee, can eat crawfish faster than anybody I've ever seen in my life.
Well, you got to learn how to survive when you're in a grocery bill with Rucker.
You better
eat quick.
She's from down south, ain't she?
I don't know.
Look, she didn't waste none of it.
No, she didn't.
She busted the claws and everything.
Got it all.
Oh, she got it all.
Skin that squirrel.
And I mean, like you're talking about, I'm looking over there going, that one's gone.
Double
that
take.
Gone.
Feel mad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Else, there ain't no leftovers here?
Well, let's take a break.
Look, everybody's heard the saying, good fences make good neighbors. Well, see, look, I'm building a fence right here.
That's it. Right in between.
That way me and Phil get along a little bit.
With better. A fast-growing
tree. You know, I don't have a green thumb, but I don't need one.
You need a buffer in between you.
Look at it. And look, he's watering our fence, taking care of it. This here is the money tree.
I bet you it grows fast, too, since it's from fastgrowingtrees.com.
Well, here's what I can tell you. It's still alive and well, buddy.
Look right here. They even got a section for plants for Louisiana.
Look at all the beauty there on the screen, boys.
There you go. My persimmon trees are doing great. They're budding out because spring has sprung here in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, blueberry bush.
Ooh,
and look.
Blueberry bush.
There you go. If you have a question.
Ooh, blackberries.
Si, he knows all
I done pulled up fastgrowingtrees.com and we're just scrolling through
this
it.
Is where you end up in a wormhole is what I'll tell you.
Ooh.
The first time that they asked us to pick one out, I just went scrolling. I didn't know there were so many varieties of apples, figs, guavas, all the things that would actually grow here. I had no idea that.
What I'd give for a bucket, just bucket full of figs.
Figs?
Mm.
Hey, well, look, you ain't got to have a bucket. You can get your own tree.
And it grows fast.
I got to get Stone on that. He needs to get with them. And, hey, fig trees, all them the good things.
Look, and we're big believers in fruit trees. But if fruit trees aren't your thing and you're just trying to, like, landscape your house or redo some things, they can help you out there. Save a ton of time. Save a ton of money by doing it yourself because they answer all your questions. Just put where you're at. They'll tell you what you need, all the things, soil type, what to do, all the things. They are there for you 24/7. So anytime you can plant something and give back to what we normally take from. It's a cool thing. Look, there's you an oak tree. You want an oak tree? They got you, big dog.
You know what that right there tells me?
What?
That's evidence that God Almighty is here.
They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. So whether you got a huge yard, small yard, don't have, you got a bunch of space, you ain't got much space, all the folks at fastgrowingtrees.com can help you out. If you want to plant something for pollinators like butterflies, it is springtime, something for bees, they can do all the things for you, answer all those questions, let you know so that you actually could probably win yard of the year. You don't have to be like Johnny D and you're not even in the discussion for yard of the year. But
aggressive.
Well, now I'm ordering something.
Now,
I'm actually ordering some bushes board, because man. I need some.
This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code DUCK at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code
DUCK
at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code
DUCK.
Offer is valid for a limited time. Tell them we sent you.
Legitimate question.
Sob,
what's in your fridge? What's in your refrigerator from Quibido's?
Yeah.
In Pineville right now?
Fish and shrimp, boudin balls.
Oh, no, and then they
brought out some cracklings. They had fresh cracklings, and they were hot and really good.
No, you couldn't even tell what they were. I thought it was, you know, some. Mark said, I said, what is that? You know, I asked Philip, I said, what is that? He said, I don't know. He says, it's really good, though. And Mark said, hey, it looked like alligator. And I said, I have never eaten alligator that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
People keep telling me, "Hey, you need to get a young one." Well, hey, yo, no, I'm serious. They had
I agree. They
had a young one. No, alligator's too stout.
Chewy chicken.
Yeah,
it's like garbage.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
no.
It is. It's stout. It's got a strong flavor.
If you brought alligator bites in here, I would eat it, enjoy it, and say. Chicken would have been better.
Alligator bites definitely need a good sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And you know me, I'm not a sauce guy.
I'm not against just a straight alligator.
In other words, he's saying it needs something to cover up.
It needs a little distraction. It needs a little distraction.
Yeah. It's really? Got a stout taste.
In my opinion, yeah.
It's just a little chewy. Chewy chicken.
It's chewy and it's fishy. Like it just.
I've never got that.
Well, that's
feeling.
Like lobster.
Oh, I like lobster, but don't overcook it.
Well, no. Lobster to me is like.
Oh, yeah. It can get rubbery.
Yeah.
In a way, it's like a cotton ball.
What, lobster?
Yeah.
Don't let Willie eat
them. That's because you cook it as long as you do your steaks. Like,
well, no.
You know how he likes his lobster?
I don't cook them.
Medium plus.
I've had them from restaurants, okay? They're tough.
Man, them lobsters that we caught in Key West that time and come back and grilled them things were so good.
Well, that's pretty fresh.
Man, they were good.
Well, when I was up at the goose hunt. They had lobster up there because it's a bunch of Cajun, you know. And I was enjoying the shrimp so much. I said, "No, hey, somebody get this. I don't want to wait."
So your favorite seafood, shrimp.
Love it. Yeah, I get a bushel basket of shrimp.
Yeah,
fried or you know.
I don't
boil.
Shrimp is the king, right?
He is good.
They had grilled it up there.
Grilled shrimp.
Yeah, and the guy knew what he was doing because it was excellent.
Shrimp. Where was
it? Just kept coming by with a big
grilled
bowl,
shrimp, butterfly
and
shrimp.
I'd grab a handful of them and eat them. And he'd come back by and I'd grab another
coconut.
He finally came in and had like 15 or 20 in the bottom. And he said, "Here, finish these off." I said, "Will you get away from here?" I said, "I'm fixing to blow up."
Philip, push your
where were you at?
Huh?
Where was that?
He was goose hunting up in Arkansas.
Oh, Arkansas. Right on the Arkansas Missouri line.
Yeah,
I got you.
Philip, what's your favorite seafood?
I like all of it.
You like
I really do.
You like fried oysters?
Yes.
Yeah, amen.
Me fried too. Oysters are great. Raw oysters are great.
I never have cultivated the taste for oysters, raw or fried.
Man, I love them.
Me too.
Anyway, fried, grilled.
I don't like fried oysters. I love a char-grilled oyster.
Those are good too.
They're better fried because, you know.
And I like cocktail sauce so much.
You like raw oysters?
A raw oyster just covered in cocktail sauce.
I'm like you on that.
cocktail sauce is one
of the
greatest
things. You can just bring me a bucket of the cocktail sauce and, hey, forget whatever you want.
But I can't eat like that bottled cocktail sauce. That's wimpy. You
bring me that.
Triple the horseradish, a little more lemon. When I eat fried shrimp, it opens up my sinuses.
Yeah. Man, why you want to ruin a good fried shrimp like that?
No, sir. My dad fried shrimp the other night because all them kids from Colorado were in town, my cousins, and boy, was I mad that they were there too because I would have eaten all of it.
You don't want to share.
Bring me the bucket of sauce and, hey, forget everything else. Big spoon, the bucket of sauce.
What's your opinion on that stuffed crab, Phil?
Oh, my goodness.
You like him. I can see it because that's like a casserole in a shell. That's right up Phil's alley.
Which one is it that you eat the whole thing?
How did you know?
That's soft shell crab.
Yeah, because, we went deep sea fishing, and the guy said, hey, I got a bunch of fresh, soft shell carrot. You want them? I said, no, I don't like crab. Mm. And Stone said, hey, yes, we'll take them. So when we come home, he said, hey, come over, I'm cooking that crab.
And that was good.
And I said, I've ate the king crab, big with the giant ones.
Yeah, he's hot.
With the leg,
it's hard to get the meat off of it.
He's got a stout taste.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a long way from Alaska to here.
Well, I'm just saying, hey,
Alaskan.
But hey, that soft shell, don't say try this,
A lot of them soft shells come.
I ate it,
You can fry him.
Bring me about 10 of them.
That was really good. Soft shell crab po' boy.
Really?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's right on. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right on.
Yeah.
A soft shell crab is excellent.
With some cocktail sauce.
You know who loves halibut cheeks?
Throw in the bucket.
Big Al.
That's a weird fish.
Yeah, halibut cheeks. We ate it in Alaska with Al. Yeah.
That checks out. It's where the halibut comes from.
Mm-hmm. Halibut cheeks?
Yeah, it's a different kind of meat. It's really good.
That's where Al stores it.
I
said, here, Martin.
The halibut cheeks are like the filet mignon of a cow.
Yeah, and kind of like snapper throats.
Yeah.
Like you catch them big snapper and eat the throat off of them. Yeah, that's good, too.
What?
Man. Them saltwater fish got way more meat than us freshwater fish got on it. Like, a crappie's got a throat on it. It just has a little piece of meat on it about that big, and it ain't hardly worth it. It's like the wishbone of a chicken. Is what you could compare it.
Yeah.
Okay. Like a turkey neck?
No.
Best joke every Thanksgiving.
Yeah. No.
We'll just leave it at that.
Especially with little boys. But
that's like the crawfish we were eating. They were trying to get the meat out of the little claws. I was like, rookies. No.
Way much.
Well,
too
crawfish
much
too expensive to eat this year. And I ain't had one crawfish.
That though, because Rucker's wife.
Oh yeah,
she got it down.
She does. Kaylee,
backbone.
Kaylee,
backbone.
I'll put Kaylee up against anybody eating crawfish.
Who cooked them, Grant?
Grant did good.
I'm ashamed.
Grant, that's a mad scientist when it comes.
Let's
to crawfish
just say it out loud.
He's always adding something different.
I'm just telling you right now, that Texan can flat cook some crawfish.
The best crawfish cooker we got in the whole duck, buck, all commander family
is
came from Texas.
Yep.
Huntsville, Texas. I kind of want to slide Grant like 100 spot and say, when's the next
one? When you go cook some more?
Yeah, 100 spot going to feed Britain.
I'm not a big fan.
This year's been nuts.
But I'll bring my own sausage.
Wait, what sausage is it?
Oh man, that Kaneka sausage. You throw it off in there, man.
He's a Kaneka man.
I'm a Kaneka purist.
Well, let me know when you do it. I'll show up.
I'm a rock.
Well, of course you will.
Right.
No, you don't, Philip. You ain't gotta show up. I'll just bring the leftovers.
He'll
to your
show
house
up with a warming bag.
Hey, I'll buy the shells.
I'll just drop the leftovers off at your house. Like, you know, one job Philip couldn't have: DoorDash.
No, he'd eat it all.
He'd smash before he ever got there. Everybody's stuff dropped off.
He'd ring the doorbell. If they didn't answer in 5 seconds, he was like, going home with me.
Back in
well,
my warming
what had
bag.
Happened was.
But you wouldn't have to make any investment because you've already got a warming bag.
I do have a warming bag.
If it all goes to crap.
I had a garage sale. I bought it about 3 years ago. My wife said, you're stupid. I said, hey, I'm going to use this. I said, don't put that thing in my truck. So we had to take my truck.
Because he knew he was.
He knew what was going to happen. He
took my truck.
You're a proven liability.
But I like a man who's got a plan. I mean, no matter what happens in life, Uber Eats is always just, you can dial that up today and get a job. That's important.
With no upfront investment because you've already done it.
And good news is you got enough leftovers to make it a couple weeks while you try back on your feet.
The only part of Saturday that I didn't like was when I picked Si up. We were about 5 minutes from his dressing being ready to eat. But we had to go because we had to make the show. But I was like, Si,
how long before it's ready? I had to warn my wife and my maid, do not let that dressing overcook. Take it out.
So I was hungry.
Hold on.
Because I couldn't eat Si's dressing.
Are you making duck and dressing at the end of March?
Yeah.
Boy likes dressing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Boy likes wood ducks.
Yeah.
I can attest to that, being a man that killed a bunch of wood ducks for him this year.
Yeah.
So the man likes his woodies. But that dressing's good. See, I ain't hating because dressing was one of them things we always had at Easter. So
really?
We got Easter coming.
Oh, hey.
I don't know when this air. When's this air? Thursday, Hunter? So yeah, Easter Sunday.
Very confusing.
And yeah, we would have we would have chicken and dressing for Easter instead of turkey. Or
it ain't got the same flavor.
No, it ain't.
Duck broth makes better dressing than, you know.
Agree. But by this point of the year, we were already all out of ducks.
Yeah.
You know, we was poor. Nothing. Them things gone, buddy.
Oh, yeah. So
you ate them. It was chicken time. It was a little bitty chicken time.
I love chicken.
But that was one of the things we ate for Easter growing up.
Hey, what are you gnawing on over?
You know what?
Y'all hearing it crunching?
Ever since I got on the Godwin plan and snacks have to be few and far between, I got to make them count and I need them to be healthy.
What is that?
This is dried mango from nuts.com and it's delicious.
I'm on almonds.
He eating them almonds. You got the trail mix. Martin with the Snack Kings.
What you got?
By nuts.com.
I mean, if we're being honest, this has got to be like everybody's least favorite ad because all y'all do is sit here and chew the whole time.
I can't help it.
We're going to eat them.
Yeah, look, Godwin just filled the label off of that bag of trail mix.
Uh-huh.
Watch this. I bet half of it's gone by the time we get through this. But you know why? That's because it's good.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a bunch of junk, he wouldn't be eating it. And that's what you get at nuts.com. You get simply quality snacks with great ingredients, and it's all fresh. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection mean that there is something for everybody, as is proof here. Everybody's eating but me. I would be eating, but somebody's got to read this.
Have you ever had organic dried mango?
I have.
It's so good.
It's
a healthy snack.
It's way better than I thought it would be. That's for sure. Nuts.com offers plenty of gluten-free options, organic choices, and other diet-friendly products. So whether you're looking for something sweet, savory, or need to stock up on everyday cooking essentials, you're bound to find something to try. Sweep it up off the floor. We on a five-second warning now. And at nuts.com, quality is a top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so they reach you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed. So whether you want trail mix, floor mix, dried mango.
Almonds.
I'm on this health kit.
Bourbon pecan.
They got some good pizza flour, too. I need to order some of that because I'm out.
That sounds like the health kick may be over, but.
No. You ain't got to be healthy on the weekend.
Oh, okay. Well,
what did everybody do? Get lunch today?
Or chocolate-covered gummy bears if you like those.
Those are so good.
Like, there's all kinds of things that you can find at nuts.com. You're going to find something that you like. Right now, nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/nuts. So go check out all the delicious options at nuts.com/. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/.
They're delicious.
Easter's a weird one to me.
Yeah, now you just kind of eat whatever you want. Like,
yeah,
there's a really strong chance that I'm going to grill Boston butt steaks for Easter.
Well, look at you winning.
Well, hey, praise Jesus and the pig, buddy.
Well, hi.
Arise.
No, I'm just saying.
We were talking about that.
Made the unclean clean, baby.
Who?
We was talking about converting people and what, the Filipinos?
Mm-hmm.
They was trying to.
Is that Phillip's kid?
Oh.
No, but the reason they couldn't convert them is because, look, they loved pig and they cook it all different ways.
Mm-hmm. They were trying to be converted to a different religion, but they wouldn't give the pigs up.
Yeah, they wouldn't give the pigs up because they cook them every way. Roast them and then put them on the ground.
Amen.
On palm leaves and all that.
Mm.
Or that too.
I mean, I don't have any palm leaves, but They pretty good with oak branches.
Oh, no, no. Hey,
yeah. I've never had one I didn't really enjoy.
I do, too.
Yeah, I've had some wasn't as good as the other one, but pig is...
But, yeah, East is there supposed to be Easter dishes, like ham or something?
Deviled eggs.
That's what my mom's cooking.
Deviled eggs is the only thing I can come up with.
Yeah.
I love deviled eggs.
What are you cooking for Easter?
Probably
dressing.
See?
There it is.
Yeah.
See?
I don't know what I'm eating.
Oh, I can eat some dressing now. And yeah. I've got where I cook it really good, so yeah.
I don't even know where I'm eating.
I cook it to please me.
I know where you're not eating.
Y'all gonna have a whole deep fried pork tenderloin over at your dad's house because it's on a Sunday. Mm. That's what y'all do. All you Owens gather over there.
That's right.
On Sunday night.
Well, I don't know. It's a holiday, so you never know. But last night we played pickleball and ate fajitas. Big Dave done figured out a lot of things.
Fajita boys.
He could work at Waffle House now, couldn't he?
He could work at Waffle
House. With that griddle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Son.
I know that's how he cooked the fajitas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, he does the sous vide thing on the steak and just sears that steak. Oh, so good. I'm trying to lose weight, but if I keep going to my dad's house, I'm not going to.
To do sous vide, you got to be like semi-retired.
Yeah. Because
that's a commitment to the cooking process.
Well, it's Sunday. It's,
yeah.
That's how he rolls on Sunday.
Yeah. And no kids. He's empty nester. I mean, y'all right across the pond.
Until we all show up in full force.
Right. Hey, what are you cooking? Coming.
Mm-hmm. Let me cook you some hibachi, Si.
Huh?
Let me cook you some hibachi this weekend.
I want breakfast for Easter. Oh. You've convinced me. I'm about to text Dad. Waffle House.
Easter. Waffle House breakfast. Easter. Dinner.
I love it. Waffles and bacon and syrup and
I'm
all
starving.
The things. We have talked about food this entire episode, except for when we were talking about pickleball, which is a form of food sport.
Why is it called pickleball?
There's a lot of rumors. I don't know. Some people up north made it. I'm sure they were heavy set and didn't like to run a lot, so they said, let's shrink tennis, and I agree with them.
But where did pickle come from?
Rumor has it the dog that was on the court, I know way too much about pickleball. It's kind of embarrassing.
It's okay.
Would go get the ball, and the dog's name was Pickle.
Oh, I thought they was playing with a pickle, and the dog ate the pickle.
I love a pickle.
Hey, look, ain't nothing better. Sour pickles, dill pickles.
All pickles are good.
I like everything.
Fried pickles.
Hey.
Fried pickle spears. Oh, so good. A little ranch dressing. I'm going to put that on the menu with the waffles
that's
and the
right.
bacon.
That's what he's going to cook up the pickles, boys. Hey.
Have you ever tried to fry pickles?
No.
It's a little difficult.
No. Is it?
Have you ever tried?
I like it and when they're not
pickles. I guess not.
When they're not pickles.
I just crack an egg over them.
Crack an egg over the pickle. Do you do cornmeal or do you do flour?
Fish fry, yeah. Cornmeal. Mm.
I tried flour. That's more difficult.
Yeah, flour is always more difficult to fry with.
Because it
burns your grease up.
Yeah, but I like a good fry.
Hey, I like pickles when they're cucumbers.
I do too.
You know, put them in vinegar.
I just like cucumbers.
Cucumbers.
Put them in vinegar.
That's the one thing that I find weird about Willie Roberts.
He hates cucumbers.
And I'm like,
I don't know. Ooh, no.
Yeah. They don't taste like much of anything. They're just like a watery little melon bite.
Well, they make a good addition to a salad.
They're good straight.
Oh, buddy. Yeah. I grow them in my yard and go pick it, wash it, and eat it just like it sits.
With a little Italian dressing.
It's like the fresh tomatoes off of a plant.
Yeah.
Yep.
Take you a salt and pepper shaker, go out there and eat.
Which is one of my favorite things about the time of year we're in, is doing a garden.
Oh, no.
Their squash cutting.
Oh, no.
Like, I love fresh squash.
Hey, fried squash.
Amen, buddy.
Yeah, we used to grow a lot of squash.
I can eat a bushel basket of that.
I like it just sauteed down with a sweet onion.
I like cucumbers.
I mean, it's fantastic like that. You know?
When my kids were young, we had a huge garden with 100 tomato plants.
That's 100.
Good.
100. And look,
I don't like tomatoes.
Si would just walk through and he'd be like,
just pick one. Oh, yeah.
Like a squirrel.
Mom's got a little cherry tomato plant right outside her front door that she just walk out there and pick them off of. And now she got the boys trained into going out there and pick. I'm like, hey, now we're going to teach them not all red berries are.
That ain't a good thing.
We're gonna have to start teaching the difference in what the red berries are because we end up in a bad spot over this deal. But
my wife bought some tomatoes and they're not the little thing like your mom.
Not
had.
The little cherry.
These were they're called flavor tomatoes, and they're about the size of a quarter.
Yeah.
A little bit bigger.
Yeah, they're called like the Flavor Buster or something.
Oh, good grief.
Get them in a big plastic tub.
Oh, yeah. You get them in a,
They don't even taste like tomato.
Everything that I really like, the grocery store always runs out, never has it.
Everybody likes it.
One of them is that flavored tomatoes, the small one.
Yeah.
I cut up one of them little containers that's got in it. It's probably got 50 in it. I cut them all up, salt, pepper them down, and cook me, put me some dressing on that, and then heat it up.
Yeah. Heat up tomatoes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah.
That's an interesting take on it. I never went that route.
Ooh, cucumber sandwiches are good.
He's stuck on them cucumbers.
You know the cucumber sandwich Gimber made with the sour cream and cream
cheese? Oh, with the dill and the green cheese.
And the white bread? You know how much I love white bread.
He said they were, what do you call them, like wedding shower sandwiches or something? Like that was number one.
I would have got a more wedding showers.
With some sharp cheese on it.
Yeah, Gimber made this dill. It's like a cream cheese dill, some kind of spread.
Yeah, like a pimento and cheese.
Yeah, but he puts the spread on one side, then he puts the cucumbers on the other, and then presses them together, white bread with no crust on them, Stuff you do at country clubs.
Oh, yeah, they were kind of hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
I don't belong where they serve those, but I do like them.
Yeah.
But you could if you wanted to.
I told Gimber, I said, just bring me that salve with some crackers, man. Don't put it on a sandwich. Yeah. Good night living.
They kick me out of places that serve food like that.
I want to go to Waffle House. And Si, I bet you've never had a Mexican omelet from Waffle House. I'm telling you, they cook all the vegetables inside, including tomatoes. It's wonderful.
Waffle House is just wonderful anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we're on a vegetable health
kick. What is it, Martin?
He's just thinking about how much of it you took home with you, even though it's an omelet.
You know what? You share too much.
One, he took the other half home.
And the fact that you went to Waffle House and ordered a Mexican omelet, that's probably what he's like.
Hey, it's not even on the menu. It's so good.
And
you're
then I had to
it.
Think of how expensive it is because they clip you for everything you add.
Oh, that's 35 cents, 45 cents. 15 cents, 16 cents.
They learn that from,
and in fairness, look, as a lifelong proprietor of the Waffle House.
Amen.
That omelet sits with you if you eat him. He's there with you all day.
Oh, it's
whatever
heavy.
Whatever they use to whip them eggs together in that milkshake machine that they use to do that.
That thing's on.
Whatever that is, whatever that process does, that baby sits heavy on you.
So, what just happened? I said, that omelet just hit bottom.
Yeah.
I'm trying to decide. I've eaten at Waffle House, what did we decide, like over 500 times in my life?
I don't know.
So it's somewhere around that number.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah.
They cook a mean BLT.
And I've never had an omelet or a BLT from
there. Oh, no.
Yes.
You know what I get there?
A waffle sandwich.
Waffles. They're delicious.
All-star breakfast. Are you an all-star guy?
All-star. Get rid of them grits.
Smothered,
gross.
Covered.
Oh, by the
hash browns, double, scattered, smothered, covered, bacon, eggs over medium.
I got a confession. A fan of ours sent us a bunch of stuff from North Carolina. It was when we were in our
it's
off
with
time.
That boudin, isn't it?
No, that boudin in the refrigerator. He brought some up here, too.
Oh, that's right.
Let me get my bag.
But no, so I've got, like, if you're still wanting to stay on tournament time, there's a bunch of North Carolina and Duke shirts in my office, NC State even. So they sent everybody from the whole state of North Carolina, but they sent a very...
There's something that's gone. That's what he's giving us all the things that we can go have.
They
I'm not necessarily into.
Well, they're in my...
Something's here. And it's no longer with
it. Yeah, they're in my refrigerator. So they sent me some North Carolina stone ground grits.
I'm good.
But I love grits.
Oh, fresh.
Man.
Fresh stone ground. Okay.
You have, once you open
and there is a difference.
Once you open it, you have to keep it in the refrigerator because there are zero preservatives in it.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I opened it and I was like, man, I ain't cooked fresh grits since I was a kid. Like, that's one thing my grandma always cooked when I spend night with her, we have for breakfast. So I got them out the other night to make them for the boys, thinking maybe grits are genetic, and I cooked them. Of course, the boys didn't eat them. They stuck their hands in them, run them all over their face, made a mess. So I went in there and I just took a spoon and I went like straight back to my childhood, and I have ate grits every other day.
You can't get off of
a grits guy.
Oh,
that's crazy.
I'm a potato man.
Are you an oatmeal guy?
Not really.
Okay, good.
Ooh. I'm going to eat grits now as soon as I get the chance.
Oh, no. If you ever get the chance to eat.
I've got some leftovers.
Yeah. fresh ground, I'm telling you.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah. You got you good there.
I mean, they sent the white ones.
I just haven't eaten
them. They sent white
lately.
Ones and yellow ones. Both of them are fantastic.
I'm sick with hash browns.
But it's so good. Anyway.
Inbox?
Yeah, let's get in that inbox. What's in there?
Well, sometimes one catches my eye. Crazy size story. Proven by science.
Uh-oh. Oh, what could it be?
Si, you've been proven correct. Matthew from Wisconsin, huge fan of the podcast. He's always heard the story about Si getting drunk on Coke.
Oh, yeah, sugar high.
You call it drunk, sir.
Well, hey, it's a sugar high, though, is what it is.
And he always thought it was exaggerated. No. But recently, if you stay awake too long, sleep deprivation affects your brain the same way alcohol does. So if Si stayed up on a caffeine Mountain Dew Coke rush for that long, that is equivalent. Well, he says 24 hours is equivalent to having a blood alcohol level of 0.08, which is the legal limit to drive. So you were wasted, man.
Oh, no.
I'd have liked to known what mine was in the first 3 months of them twins.
You drank a lot of Coke?
No, but sleep deprivation. I mean, I had to be bumping along at about a 0.3.
How many days is it now without a Dr. Pepper?
The end of duck season, whatever last day.
Hey, could you drink a whole case right now?
Buddy, could I?
Oh, boy. That's rude.
Buddy, could I?
Yo, after that, you brought up. I never drank a Coke. I guarantee you for 2 years after I got.
Well, you were up for 54 hours and you got drunk off of Coke.
Hey,
kids, do not try this.
I feel the same way about whiskey. I don't drink that stuff anymore.
Oh, no. Hey.
I had some bad experiences.
Hey, you get drunk, you drink. Hey, that's what overindulgence in anything does.
Yeah, you get off that quick.
Yeah.
Whatever that was, you'll get off of it.
I'm telling you.
Carbonated sodas.
Too much Captain D's, never touch it.
No. Look, I didn't drink a Coke. I'm telling you, I didn't drink a Coke for like 3 years after that.
Captain D's has really good cheese sticks.
I actually felt weird, for like 3 months afterwards.
3 months?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Now, that's a hangover.
Oh, no. Hey, I did. I'm serious. I don't know if it was just the stress of going to college or the Coke and Sprite.
Soda lag.
You act like you went to school for 3 months.
Well, hey, I did.
You went like 2 weeks of the semester you were there.
Oh, hey, look.
He was there 3 months. He only went to class for 3 months.
But it was so stressful on me.
Yeah.
He had to start drinking soda pops nonstop. Like, couldn't get off of them.
No, I'd be like Forrest Gump with them Dr. Peppers. I mean,
just one after the
just
other.
Just one right after the
other. Oh, I drank Peppers a case heavy. When I was young.
That's so good. That burned.
They would bring a case down there at the house, and hey, you can 45 drink. Minutes, it'd be gone.
Get you some Dr. Pepper Zeros.
Mm-mm.
What about Pepsi?
EPZs.
No, that's like a
Pepsi is the worst drink in the world. The worst.
Amen, buddy.
Wait a minute. That's,
I'm serious.
Y'all are
it's
teaming
garbage.
Up.
Garbage.
You mean flat coat?
No. Yeah.
You haven't had good
Pepsi. I don't
Pepsi.
Know what they do to it, but
you
they
are
leave,
correct.
They leave something out.
I have not had a good Pepsi.
Yeah, they leave out the good part.
Oh, you pop it open and like a Coke, it, you know, it's got, you know.
Got a little kick.
Hey, you know, you pop a Pepsi. Psst, no, ain't
something
no sound.
About 30% of our
then,
fans.
Then you taste man. It. Okay, and the
probably
thing, hey, it's like,
Ryan from
it's
Wisconsin.
Like it's been open for a month.
Ugh. I think Pepsi, honestly, is just expired Coke, and they rebottle it and sell it to Pepsi.
Pepsi is good,
Pepsi is garbage.
This coming from a very discerning palate.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right. It goes great in a warming bag. Anyway.
It ain't no better cold. Maybe hot.
Speaking of weird.
Hey, I like Dr. Pepper, too.
Speaking of weird food, Henry from Manitoba, Canada.
Canada.
Steinbeck. Is Manitoba like a state?
I don't know.
Canada's so confusing.
We're all the ducks not here.
He heard our story about us having traffic directed for the Dairy Queen. Where he's at, somebody called 911 because the drive-through at the new Burger King wasn't moving fast enough.
Oh,
I don't know where Steinbach, Manitoba, Canada
is. Does 911 mean the same thing in Canada as it does here?
I believe so.
911, this is Philip. What's your emergency?
What's your emergency? Hey,
I'm starving.
I need a Whopper.
Well, I need a Whopper and there's 40 cars in front of me.
No Pepsi.
Speaking of bad, Burger King.
Ugh.
Go to Wendy's for crying out loud. Anyway, and then, man, Ken, he signed at USMC. Thank you, sir. He's from Lapeer, Michigan, but we got issues, man. He was on leave from boot camp. He asked a girl out. They went and saw a movie. On the way back into town, because the movie theater we went to was in another city, he asked her, so, make out or pizza? That is the worst delivery ever, man. It's all about the delivery. Martin, guess what she said?
Pizza.
Man, I'm trying to figure out which one of those would be a win.
Neither. She didn't say either of those. She said, take me to the house, Jack.
Oh, yeah. Buddy, hey, either
she
not,
gone.
Neither one. Take me home.
And then
did he at least follow it up with, you don't like pizza?
No, he said, okay, pizza it is. You've butchered the whole thing, man. Yeah. He said, okay, pizza it is. And then they went and took pizza and took her home and never saw her again. I feel responsible. But also the delivery, it's way more joking, man.
Yeah, he's not a man to pull a joke.
You need to respond to him with the full script.
Yeah, it's,
hey.
So what do you want to do? You want to go get a pizza and make out? And before they open their mouth, like you catch the oh no, did he really just say that? You go, what? You don't like pizza? Just kidding. Then you go get pizza, and then you see where things lead, man. It's you went too aggressive.
I love it.
Too aggressive. But
thank you for your service.
But thank you. But he did say his wasn't an icebreaker. He was dead serious. So that's on you, man.
Before we sign off, I'll let you find a Bible verse here.
I got one, Johnny D.
Okay.
He
Phil's got
one.
Got one.
I love it.
I do feel like I have a question. Hunter, how's the relationship?
Hunter's got a girl.
It's going great.
So we're at 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does she know that y'all are boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yes.
Now? Oh! We had the conversation.
Oh, yeah, we had the conversation.
Even though y'all weren't before, but you had to break up.
I took her to dinner on a Friday.
Where'd you go eat?
We went to a restaurant called Okaloosa, where I got an omelet sandwich, by the way.
It's nautical themed, in case anybody's wondering.
Yeah.
I went in there, I was like, really ship themed,
yeah,
but nice.
2 weeks in?
Hunter, I love it. Also, did y'all have to have like a conversation? Are we boyfriend and girlfriend?
Someone made a joke and then I asked. I mean.
You just said, yeah, we are basically.
Yeah.
Good work.
Folks, don't miss next week's episode.
Okay. So next.
We'll have an update.
I have one last.
The rest of the story.
I have one last question.
Hold on. Ken from Michigan. Take notes from this man.
Yeah. I have one last question.
All right.
When do we get to meet her?
Bring her on the show.
No, she was in class right earlier.
Have you been texting her while we're recording?
I'm not going to admit to that.
Wow.
Hunter.
Hunter.
He's not admitting nothing.
Young love at its best, baby.
My work has 100% of my attention.
Okay. We're proud. Hunter, I love you, son.
Okay.
So I've been texting my wife the whole time.
So, guys, this is with Easter coming up, this is about the resurrection. And so I want to go to John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Through him all things were made, and that Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And he lived, and he died, and he was God in the flesh, and still is. Never had any deceit, no sin found in him. And he was crucified for our sins. He raised from the grave. He's mediating at the right hand of the Father. This is everything that holds all the Old Testament, all the New Testament together. This is what Jesus did for you and what he has done for us and makes us all brothers Christians and a member of the family of God. So remember what Jesus has done for you during this season.
Amen.
Amen.
He fulfilled all the prophecies.
Praise God for an empty tomb.
That's it.
That's right, buddy.
That's it.
Amen. All right, we'll see y'all next time.
Is it over already?
We're out.
Yeah.